Let's go to Adam Maguire for the business news.
Thanks, Mary. The average cost of rebuilding a home has risen by 12% over the past year. That's according to a survey by the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland. It is a slower rate of growth than was seen in the previous year, but it does build on the 21% increase in costs last year. Kevin Brady is a chartered quantity surveyor. He joins me on the line now to discuss this. Kevin, what's driving the continued rise in costs in rebuilding?
Well, good morning, Adam. As you know, I suppose the construction sector and the market in Ireland has been severely infected since COVID in 2020, and we have faced various challenges, such as the Ukraine war, where we've been affected by material price increases and supply chain issues. We're also currently being affected by shortage of skilled labour. All these particular items are adding to rebuild costs, and this is what is coming through in our survey and our guide that's published today.
There is a glimmer of hope in there in terms of material costs. Some of them seem to have stabilised, albeit at an inflated rate, but they're not increasing at quite the rate they were in the past.
They are, yes. So various materials, so some of the products like timber and insulation has started to come down. Some of the other plastic products have started to reduce, albeit that they are still increased, you know, or increased from previous years. Various other materials we haven't seen decline in yet, so the likes of concrete and blockwork, etc., and concrete products, we're still seeing increases there. But overall, it is positive that certain material prices are starting to stabilise.
That 12% increase, it is an average. What difference does it make depending on where you are in the country, how much it's going to cost to rebuild a home?
Well, there's various, our guide, I suppose, covers seven regions with six different house types. And within the regions, there's different local market issues, and that's coming through in our survey from our members. So in the instance that if we look at a three-bed semi-D house, a typical one, in Dublin, the increase would be approximately 35,000 based on the rebuild values that our guide is published today, versus Cork, it would be 30,000. So there is various regional differences, and I suppose it's really important for consumers and homeowners to check and double check their rebuild value to make sure that they're adequately insured.
Yeah, this is relevant obviously to homeowners because their home insurance is based on the rebuild cost. If someone is insured for less than the value of the rebuild, what does that actually mean for them? Does it mean they'll only get the amount they're insured for, or they won't get anything at all?
Correct. So in the instance of a total loss, so say for instance a fire, and you have your cost to rebuild it is 200,000. If your policy is, if your building is only insured for 150,000, that's the maximum that the homeowner will get from the insurance company. The difference of 50,000 there will have to be picked up by the actual homeowner itself. So it's important for people to be adequately insured. The same applies for a partial loss situation, where there might be a fire in your house, and there's a cost of, say, approximately 50,000 for rebuild. If you're underinsured, the same proportional values apply in that scenario as well. So it's very important that people adequately insure their property so that they're not exposed or have to pay out of their own pocket in the event of a total loss or a partial loss.
Important to check that. And the SCSI does have a calculator on its website to check those for anyone who wants to make sure they're properly covered. Kevin Brady, Chartered Quantity Surveyor from SCSI, thank you very much for that.